signs of anything.
Yeah, and then the mayor pro tem, that'll be.
Y'all can just figure that out.
He's not coming in.
She's put up sign.
Thank you.
I don't know what happened. Municipal election as well.
Did you see all of that?
Is this what's on the agenda then?
Yes, sir. And thank you. I got you your own special.
All right.
Mike, do you have a truck service?
I ended up writing.
Why are you guys?
Did it for me. Yeah, he lost weight and stuff like that. He had some free time, so.
Put it on next time.
That's all right.
After this COVID scare with me.
I totally understand it, but I couldn't.
It's always working.
What are you saying and stuff like that? A lot of stuff.
Hi, how are you?
No worries.
I'll look you there.
A blank check.
You all got one? So we can just fill these in for whatever we want.
That's right.
Really?
I try to get every customer to leave me a blank check. And just about three of them.
I would do it.
I just tell them that when I get back to my.
There's our future mayor.
On Monday, I'll let you know how much it was. And if they know me, they laugh. If they don't, they say I'm getting out here.
He's gonna sit up here.
You never know. Oh, it's 7 o'clock. That clock is slow.
We're getting a lot of quarters.
You guys all don't have to shut up at once. We're not ready yet. Brent's not even back in here.
We have 1 minute. Go ahead.
Well, 71. Yeah, it is.
No.
You ready, Brent?
Yes, sir.
All right, guys, I'll call the meeting to order and welcome our guests that are here with us this afternoon. We appreciate y'all being here. If you would, please stand and we'll have a pleasure to leave.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Dirk, would you lead us, please?
Your Father in heaven, Lord, we just thank you for this day you've given us, another day, God, another blessing. Father, we just ask as we do the city's business that we serve the citizens well and pray that you guide us and lead us for the benefit of the city. Lord, we just thank you for your love and grace and your forgiveness. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. You can be seated. Roll call, please.
Mayor Cotham.
Here.
Alderman King.
Here.
Alderman Toler.
Here.
Alderman McKenzie. Alderman Schultz.
Here.
Of course.
Ready to roll?
Ready to roll.
Old business, number one, council to discuss the tennis and basketball courts. We've been working on this, and Brent has put a lot of effort into it, but I'll let you take over on this, Brent.
Okay, so what I found out with the tennis and basketball courts, I got two bids, one from Springfield and one from Wichita, and that's just to resurface both tennis and basketball sides, and they're both in the $34,000 range. The Wichita bid actually was $100 cheaper than the Springfield bid. But both bids, whenever they came in, they guaranteed the cracks to come back in the basketball court in 2 years or less. And he said you really need to completely redo the basketball court because it's not ever going to get better, and they're going to keep dumping money, and then in 8 years you'll be right back at this resurfacing thing.
Now this company.
No, his idea was the thing. I don't want to talk much about it because I don't have a quote for what he was wanting to do yet. But he said what we could do is put a 4 to 5 inch layer of concrete over what's existing there, and then they would come in and put some other material on it, and it's guaranteed lifetime. You might have to like repaint or resurface, but it will never crack for the life.
And tell them who this company is.
It's they do work for KU, University of Kansas, and all that, and all out of Wichita. They haven't ever came to Southern Missouri before, but they're not against coming to Southern Missouri. And I mean, he was looking forward to doing more business, so it would be better on theirs. But they're very reputable. So
now, talked to Miss Pace this morning. She's working on a grant that would match 50%. Okay, and then we've got some money that's coming down, very possibly. Brent, you want to talk about that?
The last meeting I mentioned that I put in an early application for ARPA funds, and what I checked that we wanted to do the most, because the airport wasn't on it, was community betterment. And you could put basically what you were kind of seeking and how much your projects would be, and I put in that we would seek an additional $400,000 off the state's ARPA money. This isn't the federal, it's just state. So we could potentially be looking up to $400,000 off of that to go into the community betterment.
And what brought all this to light, guys, is we've got a bunch of children that are traveling to Mammoth and playing ball and tennis on their courts. I thought, well, why? Well, I went over there and looked at myself. Spencer being one of them, my kid. He said, Pop, he said, they're just better courts. He said, they're in good shape, they got nets, da-da-da-da-da, the lights look better, just everything's better. So I went over and looked, and we'd spent $16,000 on our courts about 6 years ago. And so I went over there and looked, and he was right. I mean, the cracks are back, the nets were gone, all of our lights wasn't working. So that come up, I called a special called meeting, whenever it was. So we brought it up then. We didn't have very many people here for that. It was an open meeting. But I brought it up then, so we got the ball rolling. Us spending money on those tennis courts, basketball courts, and the swimming pool is not going to affect, I don't believe, now this is my opinion, I don't believe anything that we want to do at the rodeo arena or moving our sheds when that time ever comes. As a matter of fact, it may help having that area in better shape. That's my opinion. For those that don't know, the swimming pool's got to stay a swimming pool. It's got to stay something to do with the community for the kids and for the betterment of the community.
An open air.
Open air, something.
Tennis courts, a walking park, workout, just
that thing. Splash pad.
Yeah, splash pad.
If like the $400,000 and this 50% grant was to both happen, I was really wanting the city to talk to you guys about, leveling out where the pool is, fill it in, and actually put like a good playground facility, open air playground facility for, ADA compliance, stuff like that.
If you had a nice set of tennis courts, nice basketball courts, and a nice place like that for kids to play, I don't see nothing wrong with that. I think we need to try to work towards that. Not taking anything away with what we're trying to do and just right next door to it either.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that's what brought all this up and what we're talking about. And going to try to get something done with it.
And we put the test light in after last council meeting, and it's up there. I don't know if you guys want, but it's bright.
Sure.
It lights it up really well.
So we got 16 bulbs shining on the courts now. 8 for the basketball court and 8 for the tennis court. These lights, we can get by with half that, and it's going to be 10 times brighter anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we need to move forward with that when the time comes. I would like to go ahead and get the lights up now. We did get the nets put up. That way they could be used. And then when's all that coming up? In August?
Mm-hmm. August.
We'll know if we get that money. Then we can move forward with it.
Oh,
after that.
Anyway.
Do we have a price for the lights or anything? Or
the lights are $568 a piece.
Yeah, $568.
And we need eight of them.
And now we have 16, and those are going to be LED?
Yes, sir.
Use less power and such?
Yes, sir.
Do they have any kind of safety?
What do you guys think about
for kids to hit them with the balls?
They'll be up high. They'll be up pretty high. And they're solid lights. That one that we put up, it's heavy.
They're the real deal.
Yeah.
But what do you guys think about using those down here around our behind the PD? I thought that because that's dark down there too. When we try to do something at night, the car show, the fall festival. I know Daryl was talking about needing something that was actually shot up Chestnut, and they make them. I think the next size bigger would probably do that, don't you?
It's going to be bright. 140,000 lumens.
It's twice as bright as the one that's up right now.
Yeah.
And they also make cage protectors for the lights, too. They throw
cage protectors, he said.
Good idea.
Yeah.
How much those are, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I would like to move forward with that, guys, somehow.
The lights?
Yeah, the lights.
Make a motion to move forward with purchasing the lights for the tennis courts, at least. And you said we needed.
How many more would we need down there, Daryl?
Eight.
What? How many would we need down here? Three?
Possible.
Well, can we test one and see how it looks after we?
We could move the one
we have right now. What, we could just do what we're doing over there and then see what they look like over there.
Then we can do some measuring after you get them up and turn them on.
Yeah.
Why don't we just get the eight now?
Okay.
What was the cost per light?
$568.
I've got a motion to get them. Somebody second it.
I'm going to make a motion for $5,800, include any shipping or anything like that for eight.
What's that come to?
It's $5,680 is eight times $5,680, so.
Okay.
So I'm going to make it for $5,800.
Would you care to make it for $6,000
even? I don't know. I'll move to make it for $6,000 to buy eight lights for the tennis court basketball.
That'll ought to work, shouldn't it?
Well,
yes, sir.
In case we got to buy some cage cover things.
Yeah, or something.
Yeah.
About, hopefully.
And we might even be able
to. I think that'd be smart.
Okay.
Everybody's saying all kids are all vandals.
He seconded it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Okay, council to discuss the gates at the cemetery. I think the gates are
open. Fixed
and open.
Mm-hmm.
They were fixed to start. That wasn't why they weren't open. The gates were already fixed.
Okay.
Okay. It was more of like a preventative, like because it constantly breaks.
No, it was.
That's what.
That was part of it, and also there's somebody dumping a lot of household trash in the cans.
Really.
And we're having to dump them cans every day for household trash, and. Having one gate for them to get in and out, it's easier to figure out who's doing it instead of three.
Did it slow it down when you locked the gate?
Yes.
Okay.
Did we figure out who was doing it?
Not yet.
We get a game camera up there.
That was why there was only one gate open.
Where did we get with the gate on the back? I wanted the gate. To get out of there in case we get another fire like we had.
So Rudy and I looked at that the next day after the special called, and where there's lots that have already been sold, and the pathway through there is really no wider than a 6-foot equipment easement for him to work in it. So
now, is that what you're talking about, Janice, putting in a new gate, or are you talking about the one up top being able to be open?
No, a new one. She was
No,
you talk about the new one.
The new
part of the cemetery that a car can get out of.
Over there by.
By Nogarb's house.
Yeah.
Over there by.
Down that entire length of fence, there is fiber optic cable and a water line that runs right against the fence.
Is there any other place we could put a gate to get out of there?
Not really, because that whole, what is called the addition to the third addition, goes between the pine trees and the fence. And the road that you were in question about stops at the pine trees. It does not go all the way to the fence. So that's $1,500 for the grave lots in between where that road would be and the fence we would have to do away with.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. Before I burn up, I'll make a gate in my truck.
Exactly. If somebody needs to get out, and they feel seriously
the
scared. Nobody's going to say a word to them. They drive through that fence to get out.
But I understand what Ms. Janice is saying too. If there was room, there's not room.
I understand what she's saying. We've talked about it before.
Yeah.
If
it's not room.
You try to put a gate in there. Like I said, since we talked about it the first time, they've run the fiber optic through there against the fence. You'd be taking a chance of drilling through expensive fiber optic cable plus a water line at the top corner. There's a sewer line that comes across the main sewer that feeds Mike. Comes across the top corner there. It's not feasible to put a gate anywhere in that fence other than where it's already at. It's just not.
Then we need the other three gates open.
Okay.
Because we need ways to get out of there in case of emergency.
Well, if they need to be open, then we'll just open them. I mean, that really don't need to require a council vote, does it?
No, sir.
As far as the trash goes, if they're open all the time, just during daylight hours, right?
They're supposed to be closed at dark, and
yeah.
We open them at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
Darryl, are you guys going to be okay with closing the three gates? To the one?
So if there's a continued problem with the trash, what can we do about it?
There's also going to be a problem with the water leak at the north gate. But open. Always has been. That's why
you mean people
closed.
Driving over it, yeah. Over the water line?
It runs right through the middle of that gate.
What if we dug it up and sunk it deeper? I guess that's what we'd have to do.
Who does that line serve?
They've already tried that.
Who does that
ways.
Line service, Steve?
Huh?
Who does that line service?
Well, it's the loop that goes back down to the bottom. And you don't want to dead end a water line.
Right.
You know.
Right. What if we have all three gates open during the day? And when you guys go home in the afternoon, you shut the top one and the middle one, and then the police can shut the main one in the evening.
Worked for me.
So I've always made sure that all three were open for a funeral.
Right. How does that sound, Ms. Janice?
That's fine, but I just want to wait out of that place
right.
If it gets on fire.
Well, it'll be a grass fire. If you're in the road, you're not going to have a fire on you in the road.
My lots are way back at the back, and
I
can't get out.
But if you're in the road, you're not going to be in danger of a fire.
Well, I mean, that'll work. That's what Michael said. That'll work. Open all three of them. When you guys go home, close two of them. And Darryl and them close the other one.
Is that water line leaking now?
No, because the gate's been shut.
Okay.
But as soon as somebody starts driving over, you're saying it. Well, if that happens, we'll just cross that bridge.
So what's crossing that? Do you think it's the heavy trucks that come in?
No, because the heavy trucks come through the bottom gate.
Okay.
It's just like all the rest of the lines in town, old and rotten. And
how long has that water line been under there?
Ever since probably they had city water up that direction.
Well, we've always used that gate up there until recent years.
You know, they've always had water leaks up there, too.
Getting old.
At least twice a year. Even when, you know, Stanley was there, everything. It was almost guaranteed every Memorial Day you'd be digging that up because there'd be water spraying up by the road.
What if we sleeved it?
That's a question for the water department. I mean, three different water departments have tried to make it quit leaking.
You know what I'm saying? If you put it in a cast iron pipe that big and just run it through it.
Well, they would pretty much have to replace the water lines. What's going to have to happen. Whether they sleeve it or not, cast iron water line is rotten.
Okay.
And
well, if it leaks, we'll just cross that bridge.
They're going to have to replace it.
Zach might get to replace it.
Down at Franz up into the cemetery.
Yeah. Okay. We'll just worry about it if it starts leaking.
Okay.
Are you satisfied with that, everybody?
No, we can't put the gap in
here. All right. Number three. Council to accept the certified election results.
I move to accept the certified election results.
Got a motion?
I'll second it.
And a second. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Number four, council to reappoint city clerk. Mayor to swear in the city clerk.
I move to appoint Brent Collins as city clerk.
I'll second it.
Motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
All right, Brent. If you
you'll raise your right hand and give me $50. I, Brent Collins.
I, Brent Collins.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I possess all the qualifications for the office of city clerk.
That I possess all the qualifications for the office of city clerk.
As prescribed by the law.
As prescribed by the law.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the state of Missouri.
And the state of Missouri.
The provisions of all laws of this state affecting cities of this class.
The provisions of all laws of this state affecting cities of this class.
And the ordinances of the city of Thayer.
And the ordinances of the city of Thayer.
Missouri, and faithfully demean myself in office, so help me God.
Missouri, and faithfully demean myself in office, so help me God.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now you can do the rest of it.
Yes.
Welcome aboard, Brian.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, number five, swearing in of newly elected officials. Council to instruct the city clerk. Yes. What we're going to do, can we not swear all of them in at the same time?
We've done it both ways. Yeah, I usually do the alderman and then the EMA stuff after
okay,
that.
Okay, so the alderman would just be
Janice and Mr.
Brown. Janice and Mark.
Yes.
So if you want to go down, Mark, if you don't care to stand up, we will get you guys sworn in.
All right, raise your right hand and repeat. Hey,
Brent, you might give them one of them that they could read off.
Okay, yeah, you can.
That does kind of.
Use that. I state your name, do solemnly swear.
I, Mark Bryant, do solemnly swear.
I, Janice Toller, do solemnly swear.
That I possess all the qualifications for the office of Alderman Ward.
That I possess all of the qualifications for Alderman Ward.
You'll be one.
One.
Alderman Ward 2.
As prescribed by law.
As prescribed by law.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the state of Missouri.
And the state of Missouri.
The provisions of all laws of this state.
The provisions of all laws of this state.
Affecting cities of this class.
Affecting cities of this class.
And the ordinances of the city of Thayer.
And the ordinances
of the city of Thayer.
Missouri, and faithfully demean myself in office, so help me God.
Missouri, and faithfully demean myself in office, so help me God.
Welcome aboard.
Michael.
Thank you.
Mark, you care to take his place up here?
Good morning with you. Congratulations. Y'all have a good Michael. Evening.
Janice, you can kind of show him where we're at from Michael's.
Okay.
Yeah, I got it.
I've got him on too.
Okay. He's got it on.
I got him one order too.
It's on back order.
Yeah.
What is it?
We can do number six at the bottom, can we?
We already did number six.
The welcome of newly sworn in officials.
Yeah, just by handshakes and him going off.
But we got some more coming after that.
7, 8, and 9
yeah.
Need to be done.
I was wanting to welcome them too. But.
Okay, yeah, we can do that too.
Number 7, council to reappoint city attorney Justin Nelson. I'll need a motion in a second, guys.
I'll make a motion that we reappoint Justin Nelson as our city attorney.
Okay, we got a motion. I need a second.
I second the motion.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? So.
And then if you just finish it out, I'll swear I'm on it one time.
Number 8, council to reappoint Chief of Police Daryl Childers. Dirk, if you'll just help me out as we go.
We'll make a motion. We reappoint Daryl Childers as a Thayer Chief of Police.
Need a second?
I second.
Got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Mark?
Yes.
Opposed? Number 9, council to reappoint Fire Chief and EMA Director Mark Arnold.
I make a motion we reappoint Fire Chief and EMA Director Mark Arnold.
Need a second?
I second.
Motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Ms. Janice?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Number 10, swearing in of 6 through 8. You guys will come forward, please.
Come on down.
You guys
want
a cheat sheet?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Where are we going?
I'll just read off mine.
Daryl needs
a pair of glasses.
You got one?
I got one. Okay, raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, state your name.
I, Eric Marshall.
Do solemnly swear that I possess all the qualifications.
Do solemnly swear that I possess all the qualifications.
For the office of.
For the office of Fire Chief
and EMA Director.
As prescribed by law.
As prescribed by law.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States and the State of Missouri.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States and the State of Missouri.
The provisions of all laws of this state affecting cities of this class.
The provisions of all laws of this state affecting cities of this class.
And the ordinances of the City of Thayer, Missouri.
And the ordinances of the City of Thayer, Missouri.
And faithfully demean myself in office, so help me God.
And faithfully demean myself in office, so help me God.
Thanks, guys. A lot easier to read those before we all had COVID.
Yes.
It's COVID.
I'm sorry. If you guys don't care to sign yours or not sign them.
Number 11. I'm going to table that, please.
Okay. Table for next meeting?
Yep. I want us all to be here, and I need to give this some thought.
Okay.
Number 12, council to reappoint treasurer Jan Stoller.
I make a motion that we reappoint Janice Stoller as our city treasurer.
I second.
Motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Number 13, council to appoint two aldermen to serve on the Oregon County Recycling Board.
Who's current on there? Mm-hmm. Aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Me and Janice.
Okay. Do you guys care just to stay?
No, I don't mind at all.
Janice, you okay?
Can you get someone else?
I can. Mark, would you be willing?
Yeah.
I'm not sure what night they meet.
Dirk.
They used to try to do it on the same night that we met.
Yeah.
They have
that's
not met.
They, do.
They have not had a meeting since I was on.
Really?
Nope.
Will they meet?
No, and I talked to them about it about 2 months ago. And everybody, yeah, we do too. And then... we had a little issue, and the issue was suddenly resolved, so.
Okay. All right, Mark's going to get on there.
Okay.
Mark and Dirk.
I need to,
and they'll let
the others know. Doesn't need to be emotional.
And when they meet, it's over at the recycling center.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking
about?
Yeah. That's towards that. They usually do it like at 6 o'clock, and then we start at 7, and that lasts about 30, 40 minutes usually. Because I served on it for a couple of years.
I've got some phone numbers and stuff. Okay. Maybe we can get that going.
Good deal. Okay, number 14, council to approve the consent agenda. The council meeting minutes for Tuesday, March 8th, 2022. Special call minutes for Thursday, March 31st, 2022. Court report for the month of March. Court receipts for March was $2,893.50. Fire department minutes for the month of March. Fire expense for March was $1,380. So we don't have our financial report because
my bank statements did not
come
in.
Bank statements haven't come in from the bank yet. So, what do we need to do?
We can approve the March financial report next month with April financial report.
But we need to go ahead and approve all this other.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Okay. Got a motion to approve. Need a second?
No, second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Council to approve the bills paid and to be paid. Got to pay the bills, guys.
Make a motion to pay the bills.
Second.
Motion second to pay the bills. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Public participation, number 16. Kristen Newman to inform the council about information she obtained regarding vendors at her business location. Kristen.
Hi, my name is Kristen Newman. I'm the owner of The Farmer's Daughter on the front street in Thayer. So last month I wanted to, so my store focuses on selling local high quality goods. And now that the gardens are starting to produce, I'd like to be able to make fresh produce available for my customers. And inside the store, I don't have a cooler to keep everything, so I wanted to make it like more of an outdoor market. Upon further reflection from last meeting until now, I think it's best, I do not need to form a official farmer's market with those rules and regulations that I would follow, like traditional farmer's markets follows. So I would choose my vendors, and I'm able to, I developed a system to collect sales tax based off of those sales. So it would just be a personal relationship with the vendor and myself. Sales tax would be collected like everything else in my store. So I'm not going to form an official farmer's market, but on Wednesdays I'll have a fresh market day where they'll bring all of their goods in, and then my customers can choose what they want. So
it's easier to do it that way than the
100%, yes sir.
It's just going to cost your customers some sales tax, basically.
Yep, which they do anytime they come to my store anyways.
Okay. Yeah, I'm good with all that. That sounds awesome. Matter of fact, it's right next door to me, so I'll be down there and get some fresh. Yeah. Okay. Do we need to do anything with that? Not really, I don't reckon.
No, sir.
New business, number 17. Tim Merrill to address council about obtaining a liquor license at his rec center. I don't think Tim is here.
He did call and ask if he needed to be here.
Well, of course.
And it was... it was translated to him that we don't really have a liquor license for that rec center. Like, for what he's wanting to do, there's not a liquor license available.
What's he wanting to do that's different?
He's wanting to do per drink, and we don't really have any per drinks left at all. We're about maxed out on that.
Well,
what kind of a rec center has he got? Because I thought he was
talking about kids.
Yeah. See, that's what I thought too. He said it would be a place to where you could drop your children off, and it would be your babysitter. And I don't think that meshes well with
the liquor store. It has gambling machines. It has you can bring your own beer, axe throwing, pool table.
Axe throwing and beer, that sounds...
Yeah, and it has a mechanical bowl.
Where's this at?
The old ship's hardware, if you remember that.
That's a discount.
But it reflects back to our group. The last thing it was
when you were 10.
Yeah, I'm just joking. Okay. I don't know. He's not here anyway.
And he did.
If I would have known he wasn't going to be here, it would have been on the agenda.
I guess I don't understand the person involved, too, so maybe I'll learn about that in the next month.
Yes, sir. No motion, no vote?
Yeah. Let's move on.
Not present.
Number 18, council to approve the court clerk to attend the annual MACA conference in May.
Pantera happens every year.
Last year. I'll make a motion.
We send them all the time. You got a motion. I need a second.
A second.
Motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Number 19, council to review a new ARPA CARES Act request submitted by the fire department.
Should have a copy of the request.
Tab 19.
Tab 19's
blue tab.
Oh, there it is.
And I apologize for the narrative being long, but I had to make it so that everybody understands what we're trying to do with this. Current SCBA units that we have were purchased in 2005 under Homeland Security grants that cost us nothing back then. They were basically a part of the, back at that time, it was the expansion of Homeland Security after 9/11. And these were purchased in early 2005, and they're approaching approximately 20 years of use. In November of last year, we were notified that the units probably, if we have a problem with them, may or may not have parts available because of their age. They are three cycles in the NFPA regulations. Basically, we've gone through three cycles and the new equipment. This doesn't even come close to the new equipment that's out there. We go in there and we tell you what it consists of. It's a backpack style frame with regulator, air gauge, mask with voice amplifier, air cylinder, and a spare cylinder. We're utilizing information from West Plains because they are at West Plains Fire Department. They're currently in the process of replacing 30 units. And due to the fact that we've worked back and forth with them over the years several times, and they also have a grant that we get to ride on each year for function testing, which would cost like $50 a unit to have them function tested. They pay for that through their grant that they get from Homeland Security. So that cost us nothing on that part, unless we have parts that are having to be replaced. And this year, our parts weren't too bad, but in previous years, we've had some pretty good expenses with these. Preliminary cost that they're giving us right now is $8,000 a unit. At the most, it could be as low as $7,000 a unit. And by buying with them at the same time, and they have gone through a federal bidding process, and they are getting final bids from their vendors. Should have them this week that they're planning on. But in order to do this, we went ahead and put in for the $8,000 a piece. Replacing 12 of those is $96,000. Mrs. Pace is working on a grant and told me that the grant that she is working on is $48,000. And then the city has a 25% match. So the monies that I have put in here, and if you look back at the very first page, it says $97,000 and $49,000. $49,000 would include the match monies if she was to get that grant for us. That would be our match part of it. In order for us to get 12 units at $8,000 apiece, it would be less if we got the $7,000. Now,
is there any of that COVID money?
This is what it is. Yeah, it's under American Rescue Plan money.
I mean, didn't they pay for 100%?
We could go for 100%, but she's working on a grant right now.
Right.
That would get us half of that money. It'd be much like where I've got the grant for the storm sirens, and we're going to get half of that back, and we paid the other half of it out of
it. But if we could get 100% from the government, we wouldn't have to pay any.
Well, that we already have the money from the government. When the
CARES Act, is there another one coming?
Next year, and then there's supposed to be another one that's passed too. I haven't got any. I haven't heard anything from the state
as far as that.
It was just shy of $400,000, but it's in two payments. I got one payment that it was half, and then the next payment will hit a year from the first payment, so it'll be next November or this November. I'd have another $200,000 deposit.
So we've already got the money. Can we use it?
We've got half of it, and yeah, I mean
this can be used. I have taken information from another fire department east of here, another county east of here, and their county. They went to their county commission and got the whole thing paid for back under the CARES Act monies. And as we mentioned in here, that it does follow.
But
under,
if we don't use the money we've already got,
right?
Can we do the? Like the process we're trying to do with the grant money, yes, what's the most it can cost the city?
If we're using that, the most it ended up costing us would be $49,000 if we use the grant monies that she's getting. That's why we put the split on the front page. So I know that's confusing.
For some reason, I thought we were splitting the 49.
No.
So we're splitting $100,000.
We're splitting right. Splitting $97,000 is what we're doing. Or $96,000 plus the extra $1,000. Because there's an adapter that I have built in $1,000 for, and the last number I had was $700, and I didn't get a quote in yet from the vendor, but that they're working with. But there's an adapter that costs $700 for us to snap on to each of the bottles when we go to refill them, but that has to be screwed on to our compressor down here. You can be removed because we fill bottles for other areas around here that don't have the snap-on fittings, but it's a machine fitting that is specific for that brand.
How positive was Gene with the what she thought she was doing.
She told me that she had to get her part of the paperwork in as soon as possible because she has already turned in the bulk of this grant, and she's just waiting for the final paperwork on this. And by this, if we go with this, then at least we guarantee her that we've got the match to go ahead at minimum. But she says it'll only get us like seven or eight units. We have 12.
So how long will that take to get the grant?
I can't answer that because I don't know. It's through USDA, and it's the way she was talking the other day when I talked to her. She sounded pretty positive, but we've got to get it in real quick, get the final things in real quick.
So we've
got
to make our mind up before she can finish.
Yes, because they're at the end of their cycle and running out of money, and then their next cycle, I don't think, starts till October. But she seemed very positive with the amount of money she was asking for.
How much did we just spend on that building?
$39,700. And then I'm just trying to, at most it would be 97, right?
At the most it would be 97 if the grant fell through. If it doesn't, then it's the 49.
If the grant falls through, are we bound?
Do we have to order them now to get a deal on it?
They haven't done their order yet, but with West Plains, they're trying to finish up the last of their part of it. When they get ready, they're going to order theirs, and we're able to ride in on their order and get the pricing.
At max, like after the roof and the school funding that we've done, those are the only two ARPA requests we've approved. It would leave $150,000, so you'd still have 30 something to change until the next deposit came in. I do know the wastewater treatment plants want the SCADA system, but he hasn't drawn up anything off that
yet. I want to revisit this after closed.
Okay.
Thanks, Mark. Motion for that?
No, I post till close.
Is that okay with you guys?
Yeah.
Number 20, council to approve a list of items needed at the wastewater treatment plant.
There is a tab for it. They have it in their budget. It's approved expense for equipment.
It's already in the budget?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's the least amount I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's pretty small.
I could approve that. Need a motion to approve.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody want to make a motion?
That thing cut off. Just those four items.
Yes, just those four.
Okay. Yeah, I'll make a motion that they can purchase those.
Sorry.
Motion and second. Any questions? All in favor?
Yeah. Aye.
Opposed?
I apologize. David Somerville called me just a little bit ago. He wanted to be here tonight to kind of touch base on a few things.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
And are we in public?
We're still in open, yeah.
Yeah, I apologize. I should have brought this
That's
up.
Okay. Let's, I don't need to amend. We can just do it right here. Go ahead.
He's just kind of keeping you up to date. It's not requesting anything like
that. He actually called me too, and I forgot about it. Go ahead.
And a couple things that I was going to address too. Number one, the River Country property we talked about in the last meeting. We were going to pursue maybe getting a career center for the kids here and there. We had all the political powers to be in a meeting, and we thought we had to get a lot of support for that. Tanya called up there at the school board at the state level, and they said that career centers are appointed based on student population. And our particular population didn't support a career center. There's didn't matter whether we could get the funding or the grants for it or not. It just wasn't something that would have been allowed. So the owner, Bob Netherland, we kind of let him know that the ideas we had for that building have been expired, had been used up, and I believe he's turned it over to realtors to to sell. Second part was, I don't have any new updates on the incubator. They're still working with SCOCOG and the electric co-ops to get something going on that. The things that he wanted to talk about is he just wanted to bring everybody up to broadband still being run throughout the county. He said right now it's on roads, County Roads 264 and 268.
That's about where Rose Hill crosses 142, I believe.
And he said they're going to start boring under 142 mm-hmm. to bring fiber optic right. over too. And I think that started today or tomorrow. Or
that's what he told me. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's good news. Chicken houses. There's good news there. He said the second one is under roof. He said just one of those took 30 cement trucks in one day to pouring for the floor of that chicken house. So that's that'd be pretty sizable. Mm-hmm. He said they've started dirt work on the third and fourth one, and they're waiting on getting the approval on the fifth and sixth one. So looks like those are a definite go, you know, as far as...
He mentioned the airport to you?
Not a lot of detail on the airport. Now, the only thing he did say is he is working on trying to get...
A courtesy vehicle
donated to the city, a van. And also, he's working on getting into a three-quarter-ton truck or a one-ton truck donated, an Army surplus-type vehicle for the city to haul their trailers and to do some of the pulling that they need to have done. So he thinks he can get those two things for free through right. donations. And that's really just it. I just told him I'd try to touch base on those things. I wish I had more information on technicalities of the airport, but I don't.
I know Michael had kind of taken the airport.
And I've been working on it too. It's just that software stuff, you know, doing that. It's really sidetracked me, but I'll be able to put more time onto it. Yeah, I've already got a call.
Have we got any more updates on fuel out there? Anything going?
The whole MoDOT thing will help us with fuel. That's something that they could help with. We just won't know until the fall. The MoDOT thing has already been submitted, and we're on the short list of approval. We just have to wait until fall to know anything more.
And please excuse me for these questions, Brent, but not only do I have to be brought up to speed on some of this, I figure everybody else does too.
Mm-hmm.
Did we not have a meeting about paving that road?
We did. And that's whenever I talked to the guy at MoDOT for their grant, it's not specific on how much money we would get, but stuff like that, like new lights, fuel, the road, the approach and everything, the road up to it, and then the taxiway, what's bad right now, can all be done with this grant, depending on how much. But we would have to match with it, too. We're going to have to put more money. We'll have to put money of
ours. We're going to put money with it.
But I don't... Well, we should get a good grant from MoDOT for this. I just have to wait until fall to find out how much that would be.
Okay. Anything else, Scott?
Nope, that's it.
I need a motion to go into close.
Make a motion to go into close session.
Get a second.
Yeah, second.
Motion to second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Folks, we're in the closed session. Thank you.
I got a couple things. I don't know.